commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And as a Christmas song says, baby, it's cold outside, which makes it a great day or time frame to have a dog sled race. The Yukon Quest in the studio with me. I have Lisa Nielsen. She is the executive director. She's putting on a race. And then I have Mark Weber, president, chairman of the board, CEO of the organization. Both of you, thank you. Welcome.
Well, good to be here. Absolutely good to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's exciting. It's exciting being here today and all the excitement leading into the race for sure.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Well, this week's been really interesting in the fact that whatever's going to happen continued to happen all week, and we had to adjust every single day to something new that got thrown at us, so it's been fun.
You look wearied already.
Well, her. I don't do much. She does it all, and Kate Alexander, who's also our race manager, and Doug Guerrero, who's our race marshal, they're the ones that take all the brunt of it, not me. I just sit back and watch.
So you start tomorrow at the Morris Thompson Center, back there.
Yes. We start tomorrow at Morris Thompson. So our 300 and 200-mile mushers, they will be starting at 11 a.m., and our 80-mile mushers will be starting at 3 p.m. And if you're going to come watch, you better be some of the toughest Fairbanks people out there and bundle up because it's going to be pretty chilly for sure.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Yeah, but it'll be really cool still. It'll still be a great start, and we're super excited.
Your 300-mile race starts, what's the direction, the trail, the track? Where does it go from?
So I personally am not the most confident about the trail. We have our trail breakers and, like you mentioned, Kate Alexander and all those people for that. But we will be starting at Morris Thompson, hopping on the river, and going from there. Mark can probably talk more.
Yeah, so we're trying to handle the traditional trail every single year. We leave, go up to Two Rivers, cross the road just north of Two Rivers, just like we always have, hop up over Rosebud Summit, which is, you know, a very formidable task, and then it drops back down. We have a checkpoint at 101 on the highway up there, and I want to talk about that later, so make sure we talk about the hunt that just started today up there. And then we go from 101 up to Central with our third checkpoint, and then up to Circle City. We were planning on going down the Yukon River, another challenge, and coming back around through Medicine Lake and coming into Central for the finish. We're now coming back down Birch, and we can talk about that, but it's just been one thing after another in the last 2 weeks.
Where do you end up?
We're ending in Central. Okay. Expect it sometime Tuesday morning, somewhere in there, for the finish. The 200 will finish in Central as well, but probably on Monday night, Monday evening, somewhere in there.
I must congratulate you on your resiliency. I mean, I really must. You know, you guys are the epitome of a hardy organization putting on an event for hardy mushers.
Well, what's really sad this week for Fairbanks, and I've been around in the race since 1984. I was one of the sponsors with Samson Hardware in the very first race with, you know, with Roger and Leroy back in the day. And we had a tradition of being on 2nd Avenue, just like the North American was. Big, huge family event for Fairbanks starting downtown February. Everybody didn't care, you know, 45 below. We've had it before for starts. We've had it for finishes. But a little change now with not having it for a while, so it's been a struggle for everybody to
come up with
the reality.
We all wanted to do it, but what it came down to was the equipment, putting down the snow, and then picking up the snow was going to start breaking.
Yeah, so I just wanted everybody, all of our business members, just to know we tried our right down till Thursday morning. Lisa had a meeting with you guys and with you know, John Thies, who's been a phenomenal person for us with Worry Free Alaska, as far as they wanted to do it so bad, and they're almost like in tears going, we just can't.
I know. It was about a month ago, John gave me a call one night about 7 o'clock. He's going into a board meeting with you. And he's, you know, he goes, they want me to, with my equipment, to put snow down. He goes, but I can put it down, but I don't have anything to pick it up. I go, John, whatever you can't do, we'll do for you. Just make sure it's on 2nd Avenue. We'll get it all done for you. And, baby, it's cold. It's not cold outside. It's real cold outside.
Real cold. Yeah, we had everything in place. Like, all the local businesses were so excited. Yeah. We had so many people. Like, I went through and told all the businesses, like, expecting a little bit of pushback of, like, oh, darn, road's going to be closed. And all of them were so excited. Yeah. So a little sad to have to pull that. But, like, we've had so much support behind us on this. And Morris Thompson was ready to let us just go in and take our space for a little bit.
Now, Lisa, this is what I want you to remember. Next year, you got 2nd Avenue.
We've already got everything set in place. Everybody's on board and excited. And we already put the hard work in this year. So hopefully it's not 45 below next year. Jeez.
Yeah. What's your first race like? Ah, it's a 45 below. We can do anything. It's only 30 below. I remember when.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was talking to my friend out east, and I was like, well, I think it's supposed to warm up to 35 below today. And she's like, shut up. Shut up. I'm like, no, I mean, that's better than it's been. So,
you know, about 2 weeks ago, I sent some friends of mine from college a text showing the weather. And this buddy texted me back, goes, what's 40 below like? And I go, appreciative. He goes, appreciative. I go, yeah. It makes you appreciate minus 20 below.
That
I called in the I came in the office on Thursday, and Barb, who's our main person in our office there, Barb Gravlin, she's been there for years and been a fixture of the Yukon Quest. And I said, Barb, I got great news. I got two things. She goes, what? Because they're all strung out. And I go, one, the race is done in 6 days. And two, when the race starts, it's the coldest it's going to be for the entire race. Because it's going to do nothing but warm up after it starts.
Oh, my goodness. So how many racers you got? You know, let's look at the 300-mile one first. How many racers you got in that?
Yeah, we've had a few things. Right now we have 15. We have 15. We just did our bib draw last night, and we had 15 mushers for our bib draw. So that was exciting. Our 200-mile, we have 5. And our 300-mile, we also did our bib draw last night, and we've got 15. Now, a few scratches and withdraws here and there, but we have 15 bibs for our 80 and our 300, 5 for our 200.
We were shooting for 40 at the start line. Yeah. We're going to be in the mid-30s. Yeah. Some of the scratches were injuries. Somebody out of the Cusco had an injury. A musher couldn't participate. Another one was just a situation with their kennel, but the last couple have been weather related. Yeah. So, you know, we're so excited. I didn't know what to expect this week as we proceeded towards the draw last night, and ended up set, you know, tomorrow morning with the way it was projected. But, you know, I've been on this trail back in the day with when I was handling for Bill Cotter, and when they came off the Yukon River at 55 below in 1987 or 86, and these guys are tough. They're just that's what they do. Like one of them last night I was talking to.
It's known as the world's toughest race, man.
Yeah, and one I was talking to last night just goes, well, once we get rolling, then it'll be warm because it'll be just chilly while we're standing there. It was kind of interesting. They just have a different mentality, and they're just very energetic, athletic, unbelievable athletes. And,
and the dogs are athletes. I mean, these dogs are athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
They truly are.
So, Lisa, what's it like your first year of a whole new basically society that you're looking at, the dog mushing society?
Yeah.
You know, you're a hockey side of the equation.
A big hockey gal. So I'm a winter sport. I got one winter sport under my belt. I'm learning another.
Are you a snowboarder or a snow skier?
No. I couldn't get hurt during hockey season. So no. But no.
You have your priorities straight.
I have my priorities straight. Yeah, my mean old coach, a.k.a. my dad. I keep getting yelled at because I haven't been on a dog sled yet. I'm born and raised in Fairbanks, never been on one. So that's my next goal. But I was like, gosh, I just need to get through the race. I'm just excited for, like, late next week is going to feel real good, knowing everything is like done and everybody's safe and all of that. So it's definitely been super, super unique, but I just keep hearing how amazing the community is. And I really, truly feel that. It's a really great community.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, say, I wonder if you could give us an update when the Noeween Library is going to reopen. It'd be sure good to have that open on these cold winter days. And I know I heard one time it's scheduled for February. So, do you have any update on that now?
The only thing I know is there's a fundraiser. That's on the borough side of things, and that's not my side of the equation.
Okay,
but I believe there's a fundraiser for that. Oh, he's hung up. And I believe it's February. Hold on a second. Let me look here. The fundraiser is on. I do not have that. Sorry. It's late February is when they're having a fundraiser at the Pioneer Park. So, anyway. But Fairbanks, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. When we come back, we're going to talk about the people who are the best people in the world, your sponsors, who put this on. And you can't go have a dog race without the Fairbanksons who sponsor this.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for 50 years from their same location near the airport on Dale Road. Listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR Weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Today, with daytime highs approaching 31 below. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 49 below. High temperatures reach up to 26 below. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Mark Weber and Lisa Nielsen in the studio here with me. And the show goes on, but luckily you have good sponsors. Who's your sponsor? Who's your big sponsors this year?
I was just going down our list and trying to check off some of our really big and really awesome sponsors. And I mean, all of them are really, really amazing. Some of our big sponsors that we have year after year, though, Alaska Brewing and RNDC, Cold Spot for Healthy Pets. They actually give us booties. I'm sure if you've been in our office and you've seen Barb, you've gotten the booty spiel where $20 and you get to follow your musher. So they give us that. That's a great fundraiser.
I bought the booties. Yep.
There we go. You get to track your musher. You should be getting that soon. What else? Denali Industrial, Horst, Microcom. They're actually helping us with internet at each of our checkpoints this year. So that's a huge, huge, huge help. Summit Logistics, iChar. I mean, the list can go on, but those are a few of our really, really great sponsors that have just been here for years.
Yeah, and I think if I added something, you know, these are the ones that are sponsoring like the checkpoints and the mm-hmm. and the start and bibs and all that type of thing. But a year-round sponsors that we have that do such a great job for us, is one thing is our pull top sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
They're just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
The Mecca Bar downtown is a phenomenal job.
Thank you, Jody.
Yeah, absolutely. and Jody participated too through iChar with our mm-hmm. start change, and they were a major sponsor for the start. Now that it's moving, and also Downtown Association, whatnot. But, you know, that and Pagoda, what's the other North
Ivory,
Pole?
Ivory Jacks. North Pole Ale House.
North Pole Ale House, and then the final one being, I think, in t- Jeez, what? The barbecue.
Oh, Big Daddy's.
Big Daddy's barbecue. So those guys, they actually provide for us. Here's what we accomplished with that. And it's always talked about in the state about gambling and mm-hmm. this thing. But they provide our nut, the basic monthly pay the salaries, mm-hmm. stay open. If it wasn't for them, we couldn't stay open year-round and be 12 months a year. So it's just huge to us, and so we appreciate those people a lot.
Mm-hmm. They're needed.
Yep, absolutely.
Boy.
Well, and then we can't forget the hotel bed tax and the people involved in that committee, because they are our major sponsor and a major contributor. And that's
How much did you get from them this year?
We got rated $52,000, which was huge, huge, huge for us. You know, that whole committee, that they put a lot of hours and time into making decisions for that.
Sam and Lonnie and now a Tommy.
Yeah, I saw Tommy there. That was great. And, if it wasn't for them, a lot of us, it's so fun to go down there and make a presentation, because you see all these volunteers that run our community. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that do all these events everywhere.
And what most people don't understand is, on your application, if there's one thing missing or wrong, you're kicked out. Mm-hmm. There's no, oh, come back in a day or two and do it right. I mean.
Well, and, you know, from our standpoint, we're lucky, because, again, Barb in our office does that every year, and she's pretty experienced at it, and dots the I's and crosses the T's well, and we were in there for the end, so to speak. So it was nice, and it's just really, really appreciated. It's great for the community, mm-hmm. you know, that they do that.
So tell us about the 200-mile race.
200-mile race. Yeah, they follow the same trail as the 300 out to Central, and then they make, a 60-mile loop?
Yep.
And then they finish out actually back in Central as well. So pretty identical to the 300 race right up until the last 60 miles.
What time they start at?
They start directly after our 300-milers. So our 300 starts at 11. As soon as that's done, our 200-mile starts immediately. And then there will be a gap, a small
What's the
gap.
Time difference between each start?
Three minutes?
Yep, three-minute intervals. And then once the 200 stops, we'll have a two-hour break and then come back with the 80s.
I got to be there tomorrow, man. You know, how often do you get to go down and watch this in downtown Fairbanks? Still downtown Fairbanks.
Still downtown Fairbanks.
It would be minus 45 below.
Well, I told people yesterday that they're asking me about how stupid I am, is that, hey, 20 years from now, you'll say, remember when I was downtown at 46 below?
Yeah, I was a tough mother. Mother.
Also, what else are you doing at 45 below in Fairbanks, Alaska?
Watching football on the couch.
Hey, come out. Come warm up. Come warm up indoors if you need for a second.
Actually,
and
you're probably
outside.
Taking a photo up at the university.
True. That's true.
Everyone's
true.
Doing that.
Oh, yeah. I got drug out of my house at like 9:15 one night with my aunties. Had to go do it. And
you got a lot of aunties.
We got a lot. It only said 35 below. I'm like, what?
You don't do that.
I know. We went out a little
too. 45 or better, man. You know, I laugh. I scoff at those people at minus 42 below. I scoff at you. You're wimps. Jesus.
I'm being a little wimpy too. I'm in full gear. I'm in full gear at 35 below. Like, I'm not trying to get cold.
I got mine 45 below a few years ago, and I was like in a suit and tie. You know, I was not doing the bathing suit thing.
No.
And I was in a suit and tie and that sort of thing. But
anyway. It's kind of a fun tradition. It is. Everybody does. Yeah. It's pretty neat.
I saw these this morning. I welcomed these new soldiers to Fairbanks. I said, 40 below, that's what you go do to, you know.
Well, so now we can do our own version tomorrow morning. Come on downtown, stand in front of the bank building, clock and
key bank,
dog team, dog race, 46 below, key bank, you know, wear your bathing suit, enjoy the day.
You know, it's interesting. I get in my car this morning and it says minus 40 below, and I go, oh, that's right. It only goes to minus 40 below.
Yeah.
What time does your 80 race start? 80-mile restart.
3 o'clock. 3 p.m. Same exact location, just shifting it back a little bit.
What's the schedule of mushers on times? Who goes first and second and third in your 300-miler?
300-miler.
Who got number one? Who got the first
number pick? One is Keaton Lobrick. He's out of Stargazer Kennel in Fairbanks. He's from Fairbanks. So he's got number one following him. Then we've got Deke. He's been, I believe, involved in our
race. You're not going to go for that, are you?
I'm not.
Knock
his last
DeBoren.
Name?
Knock
no, DeBoren. I'm not going for his last name.
Deke Knock DeBoren. Now, I asked him personally, so I hope I got it right.
There you go. I was told it last night, but right now, I don't trust myself. And then third, Ron Boozer. Is also, so first three, we'll be super excited.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some exciting competition going on this year between, you know, we're expecting big things out of, I mean, it's going to be a competitive race. Very high-end kennels are in this race this year, so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. You know, Christy, I think Barrington is in it for, you know, a long time. Iditarod, Usher, I think one of the two sisters was in years ago also one time, and I can't remember what year that was, but it's pretty exciting to see well-known mushers come up and be part of the race this year, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Who's taking off fourth?
Fourth, who we got? Josie Thier?
Yes.
I believe that's how you say her name?
I believe so.
Fourth, Jonah Bacon is fifth. He's actually Deke's handler, so it's kind of fun hearing them back and forth, like, I think in their bios they said, what's your goal for the race? And they both said, to beat the other guy. It's like, all right, well, let's see how that goes.
Yeah,
let's see.
Of course.
Well, so then Deke posted this morning about the draw and said, yeah, the B team got fifth and my A team is going out, you know, so it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
What's in a number?
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Who's going sixth?
Sixth, we got Sydney Ball. Seventh, Christy Barrington. Eighth, we got Brent Sass. Who else? Ninth, Joey Sabin. 10th, Jason Mackey. 11th, Ben Good. 12th, Anna Hennessy. 13th, Matt Schmidt. 14th, Eddie Burke. And 15th, Steve Humes.
On your 80-mile race,
mm-hmm.
Where's that start and finish at?
Same place. So it starts Morris Thompson.
3 o'clock?
3 o'clock, Morris Thompson. And they go out to Two Rivers Pleasant Valley, have a mandatory layover there, and then they come back the next morning right at Morris Thompson, same location. So we're expecting, I think, 6, 7 a.m.-ish for our first
layover. So what's really fun about that race is everybody goes out in three-minute successions. And are we good for another minute? Yeah, so they go out in three minutes starting at 3 o'clock. They're going to have an eight-hour layover, so we're expecting them probably a little bit later, but last year, they came in, I think 15 mushers all finished within an hour of each other.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it was kind of fun at the finish. We had a pretty good attendance
packed
down there. But if you want to see something cool about a finish, it's not very often a long-distance race you get that many teams. You usually wait and then go back in the bar and wait 2 hours, and then somebody else shows up. But it's a pretty exciting group that comes in succession in the morning. And you could call the office at 452-7954 in the morning or sometime. They man the phones 24 hours a day, I believe, and they'll be able to give you a good indication of when that finish is going to be in the morning. And it'll be right at Morris Thompson coming up the same chute that we started at.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah.
Good morning on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, I'm a former Quest musher, but I'm just curious, is there any chance of returning to the 1,000-mile format?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been going through, obviously this all started with the COVID routine in 2020, and it was very difficult 2020, 2021, and leading in. From a 1,000-mile race with Canada, we met with them last summer in an executive board meeting between the two boards, and we discussed the possibility of it. You know, from the standpoint of the Alaska board, we're certainly behind trying to make something happen. But what we're really projecting is next year presenting a great mid-distance race that's like we had last year, 550 to 600 miles. We're hoping to present that and follow through with it. We've had some crazy weather, crazy stuff happen. The Yukon River last year that we couldn't go to Tok again, and just...
The year before that, you had 3 feet, you had all the snow. You couldn't break a trail.
Well, it rained.
Yeah.
It rained for 3 days in December and
just
demolished it. And so that's what we're hoping for. The concern we have with mushing in general, and we're looking for some leadership in this aspect, is there's 32 teams, I believe, in the Iditarod. They used to be 70. To present a second 1,000-mile race, both boards feel it's difficult to draw enough mushers to do that. 2 weeks prior to the, or 3 or 4 weeks prior to the Iditarod. So that's what we're looking for, some leadership in that, good input.
Do you foresee joining Canada do this in the future?
It's not out of the realm of possibility, but some things that occurred in the last year, it would be difficult to happen next year.
Okay.
So, but we're definitely looking forward to presenting a package next year that'll be a little different than this year and making it more consistent from year to year. Mm-hmm.
So. Bill, thank you for the phone call. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to give you some Phil Collins bumper music. I have no idea what that stuff is. Then we're going to go into some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and maybe it's cold outside. Then we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The dignified transfer of U.S. soldiers who were killed in the Middle East by Iranian proxy groups going on in Delaware. President Biden and First Lady Jill attending that ceremony. Lawmakers calling on the president to respond in the Middle East after those three troops were killed in Jordan in a drone strike. North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer on Fox and Friends.
Right now, our weakness is the very thing that's escalating this war and this battle.
President Biden also meeting with the families of these fallen soldiers today. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the response, the U.S. back at this Iranian-backed militia will be done in phases. The White House has said multiple times that they are trying to avoid sparking a larger regional war. Former President Donald Trump speaking out over an immigration deal in the Senate. Some Democrats have accused the GOP of abandoning plans to appease Trump.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports that direct entry midwives are voicing their concerns over an executive order which would eliminate the board of certified direct entry midwives and transfer its functions to the state. Certified direct entry midwives, called certified professional midwives in other states, provide maternity care and are the only professionals trained to attend births outside of a hospital setting. Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed an executive order on the first day of the legislative session which would eliminate the board and transfer its functions to the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. The order will go into effect in March if the legislature does not disapprove the orders according to the statute. The governor stated in the executive order that the elimination of the board is in the best interest of efficient administration. Alaska ranked as one of the top 10 states in home births in 2021, with 2.5% of babies born at home compared to the national average of 1.4% of home births. As of Thursday, the board had received feedback from approximately 20 midwives, parents, and organizations.
Online at KFAR660.com.
You may have a very busy day planned today. I, on the other hand, have but one task, and I do it every day of the year. As your septic tank and your friend, please remember that while you're out doing your work, that I, your friend, your septic tank, am doing mine. Buried in your yard. Please have Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. It keeps me regular. I promise to last much longer and serve you much better.
Yes, Taco Thursday is a thing, and it happens every Thursday at Big Daddy's. Big Daddy's serves up the most amazing chicken tacos, complete with shredded cheese. These chicken tacos are delicious and filling, and you can enjoy them for just $1.50 each every Thursday at Big Daddy's Barbecue. And don't miss out on those sides as well, including fries, okra, baked beans. The menu is full of great ideas and great value. We'll see you for Chicken Taco Thursday at Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenues, the northernmost Southern Barbecue. Big Daddy's.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Lisa Nielsen and Mark Weber in the studio with me here. They're putting on an incredible race tomorrow. Starts at
11 o'clock.
Where?
Morris Thompson.
How many teams?
35.
35.
Total?
As of right now.
Yeah.
And Morris Thompson, for everybody, if you don't know, is downtown also. It's just down behind the Midnight Mine, and it's a great place, a pretty good venue. We probably had about 800,000 people down there last year for the start.
It was
we had
a great
same place
venue,
we
yeah.
had last year. The bridge is right there. They go under the bridge and then the next bridge and then head up the – the riders stay on. You know, we have a rider program. We had an auction, and so we've got a rider for every 300-mile team, and they'll
– Do you have an after-race gathering?
Finisher's banquet. What is it? February 7th.
Next Wednesday.
I think cocktail hour and whatnot starts at like 5 o'clock. You got Pagoda catering it. There's been one of our little.
Where's it at?
It's at Westmark.
Okay.
Here's another
and the Pagoda's catering it.
It's one of the few mishaps that we've. All of the things that have happened.
you screwed up the food.
All the things are happening before the race. It's going to be good. It's going to be good once it starts.
So Westmark calls up and says, our kitchen's down. We can't cook for you. We can't have the banquet.
I know they had some pipes.
Yeah, they're having some drainage problems over there. I mean, the Westmark's a great sponsor of ours also, and they do a great job with housing our people in here. And so,
everything.
So we have to bring food to them for their people to serve. And it's not their fault.
Thank you, Benny.
Right. And so it was an interesting, another challenge Barb and Lisa solved in the office in the last 7 days, just to add with everything else on top of that.
Yeah, I'm all this feels like it's happened in the last like 24 hours, but also the last like month. Gosh, this timeline is feeling weird. But
now, Lisa, I'm going to ask you a very difficult question.
Okay.
Who's going to win the Red Lantern?
You're asking somebody
That's right.
Not answering. I can't answer that question. I don't know. Ask Mark.
Take a guess. Yeah.
She'd probably say
Brent Sass. That's how much she knows. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, now. I know no, enough.
Boozer. I bet you it's Boozer. Another Merchant family.
So, you know, I am very offended by your question because that's just not fair for us.
No.
We would never talk about that.
I told you I was going to ask you a very difficult one.
We wouldn't even answer if you asked the other one.
Impossible.
We wouldn't even answer the other one. So that's a.
Okay. Who do you think is going to win it?
Oh, also, I don't know why you're asking me.
Well, we talked about a lot of the best kennels in there, and it's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, Brent just came off two great runs in the Copper Basin and before that in the Knick 200. And then, you know, all the teams, Christie's team will be up there. You know, there's a lot of teams that are going to be right up at the front end. I mean, Eddie Burke and Deke and, you know, the whole crew. I mean,
it's an open race.
I think there's seven or eight really competitive teams at the top end. Maybe you could argue eight or nine or ten. So it'll be really fun to watch.
The reason why I asked that is because the answer you gave, because it's not a forlorn conclusion.
Mm-mm.
This is an open race.
Yeah. Well, look at last year in Brent and the Iditarod. Who thought a tooth would take him out of the Iditarod? So, you know, that's just crazy what can happen. So.
So what's the experience been like so far, Lisa?
It's been pretty unique. I just started in August. I said, hey, I see you guys want me for this position. You know that I have no mushing experience, right? And they're like, no, you don't need any. Well, it would be really nice to have had a little bit of mushing experience, right? But it's, we've got a lot of really great people behind us, like Barb and Mark, and we've got some really great supporters there. So it's been definitely, unique. But I'm also quite excited for February 8th.
Is there a Calcutta going on this?
No, we do not have one. Nope.
That's what I would have said on the air, too.
I'm sure there's bets placed, you know, and stuff like that. But not that we're sponsoring.
No.
Or advertising.
Promoting.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been a pretty unique experience. And definitely have had like so many people behind us and on us, and apologies to anybody that I've been dealing with, which feels like a last minute scenario. Most of the things are people saying, hey, have you done this yet? I'm like, well, I'm adding that to my 7-page long list. I'll do it. I got it. But we're getting things done. And I mean, the race is starting and it's working, and that's all we could do.
Yeah, it's been really fun this year, and the fact that, you know, this is my fourth year involved on this end of the career. I've been involved in the past in the quest, but every year we've had a different crew. It's just happened, you know, we had a different executive director, different race manager, and one constant we've had in the past that's so important to us this year is Doug Grillo is our race marshal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the numbers, but I think 8 to 10 type times that he's been involved. I mean, many more times he's been involved from a racer standpoint and helping out and judges and volunteering, he's the solid constant that's going to make this race run great this year. And then Kate Alexander has come on this year as our race manager, who puts on the race itself, makes sure the checkpoints are ready, everything's out there, the hay down to the, we left with porta potties this morning to head up to Central, that type. I mean, right, yeah. Down to everything. And she's been so important coming on. She doesn't get paid much money. She's kind of a halfway volunteer, but at the same time, her employer, Horst Expediting, been fantastic in providing her with, I believe, you know, Josh is paying her at the same time she's working for us. So it's wonderful that he's done that as a kind of a quasi-sponsor in that way. So it's been good. Just a great group. And, of course, Barb in the office is the solid
long-term. If you come downtown tomorrow and you want to experience the entire atmosphere, where are are the mushers camping out with their kennels? You want to see the kennels.
If it were me, and I would come about 10 o'clock, and I'd be in the bank buildings. We're going to be strung out back from the start. I'm sorry. Jeez, I'm thinking start on 2nd Avenue. So at the whole parking lot area at Morris Thompson is where all the mushers will be.
Right there.
You know, you can walk into the area. I'm not sure the access exactly this year because we just changed, but you'll be able to walk around and see teams getting ready. So, you know, when it comes to about 10:45-ish, dogs will start barking like crazy because teams are getting hooked up. The first team gets hooked up, all of them start to get up and get excited, and then that'll go on for, you know, basically an hour and 25 minutes of start. After I was in that area, before the start, I would move around the building and get down by the bridge, either on it or down on the river where you'll see the teams come through every 3 minutes. It's really cool being right next to them as they go by. It's amazing what the dogs do and the mushers, and they're very energetic at that time of the race, trust me, ready to go.
Lisa, where will you be during all this?
I'm figuring that out as I go. Just that's the theme of this year. Now, I'll be I'm also going to be bundled up at the start, and I'm super, super excited to be like at the start watching all the things and putting out a lot of fires if we have any. Hopefully we don't have any. I'm not
going to
wood.
You will.
I'm saying it now, speaking it into existence, right? But no, I'm just going to be there supporting our race our awesome race managers, marshals, any of our judges, officials, vets, start managers, all that.
Hundreds and hundreds of volunteers.
I was going to ask you about how many volunteers. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's probably going to be about 200 by the time we're done.
It seems like it's a big family.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was in the office 2 days ago, and two ladies who I hadn't met before were talking to Barb like old friends, and one came in from Texas and one from, I think, Ohio or something. Well, we come every year. We fly in for the race. It was so important. This race is so cool. We volunteer in the office for the whole time. I mean, that's the type of thing we have. It's just amazing, the people that come into town and support the race. Not only Alaskans, but, you know, it's all over the world that watches us. We got the ham radio operators involved again this year. They were so integral in the early part of the race, you know, as real communication before what we have now. But they're going out all over the world to get people communicating about the quest and talking about it, so that's really cool. And it's pretty amazing the reach the race has all over the world, all over the country, all over the state, and then certainly all over Fairbanks.
This started in 1984.
Yep.
So this is basically the 40th year.
It is, 40th year. It's amazing where it started, you know, and everybody knows, you know, that's involved, knows the old Bullseye Bar story and Roger and Leroy and, you know, a couple other people sitting out there having a couple beers and saying, well, we can go from here to here to here to here to here. And then they all go, well, then we should go over to Eagle. Well, if we're going to go to Eagle, we might as well go to Dawson. Yeah. And away they go. So it was kind of a fun start and a great concept. And it really wasn't too many years after the start of the Iditarod. It was only 8 years after the start of the Iditarod we've been going that long. And so it developed into just an unbelievable event for the community and for the state, and you know it
hasn't stopped.
It hasn't stopped.
And it's the volunteers and that really make it so the racers can just focus on the race.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what they do. Some more than others, you know. We had a guy last year that's been our start guy forever, Travis, and he was so organized. He put in so much time as a volunteer. It's unbelievable. And now we've got two more start managers that are helping out tomorrow. They're, employees of Fish and Game volunteering their time. And so it's just great people that jump in and help out.
And with the start at the Morris Thompson Center, if you know, during the event, if you need to warm up for 5 to 15 minutes, you can jump in there.
Yeah, it's gonna be open all day, so you can watch. You can pop in, warm up a little bit, get your hands warm, and then pop right back out to the river, to the bridge, and get that good vantage point.
Hand warmers are on sale. Body warmers are on sale all over town. Bring them.
Yeah, it's important. That's important.
Fairbanks, we're gonna take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
When you love being outside in Alaska, wintertime is just another trail to more sporting opportunities. Gear up with Frontier Outfitters, no matter what it is. Small game hunting, predator calling, ice fishing, and more. You'll find what you're looking for. Guns, ammunition, optics, GPS, traps, snares, and the right clothes. Winter camping necessities as well, and a variety of tents and sleeping bags. Prepare for success. Visit Frontier Outfitters. It's the best start to your next outdoor adventure for your Alaskan lifestyle. Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 31 below. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 49 below. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 26 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Lisa Nilsson and Mark Weber in the studio with me. And Lisa, guess why Deke, I don't even know how
to... No, say it.
Yeah, Nakiborn.
Nakdaborn.
Nakdaborn. Guess why he's going to win?
Why?
Because of his sponsor, the last... Frontier Media Radio Station is his sponsor.
Ooh, that is that bib sponsor. Is that number two?
That is number two.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay.
You got some.
Number two in the program, number one in your heart. There you go.
I need your help on how to pronounce a name.
I'm done.
He
done.
He called me out earlier. I had to ask you the same question, okay? Right. We're super excited. We've been working with them for a little while, and we've got live radio at our start, actually, also. So if you guys want to, even if you're there and you want to listen in, we got Raleigh Johnson. He's going to be...
The
Raleigh Johnson.
The Mr. Raleigh Johnson.
Oh, we're just adding on things now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's
Esquire.
Fine. he will be
Limited.
Doing radio with... some color commentary as well. So from 10:30 to 12:30, he's going to be doing our 300 and 200 mile race. And from 2:30 to 4:30, he's going to be doing our 80 mile race. And that's on, 107.9 FM, 820 AM, ESPN radio?
Mm-hmm. 107.9 and 820.
And here's what's fun about that, too. And I know that he committed 3 weeks ago before the weather forecast, but Dave Munson is going to be the color commentator. Mm-hmm. You know, just great guy. Fixture in our community for so many years, and Dog Musher, Tourney.
He's one of the. Munson has won the event before.
Yeah, and actually the funnest race we've ever had was him and Bill Cotter.
Yeah.
Was like minutes apart back in, I think, 86, coming down the river, finishing in Fairbanks. So he's part of that famous quote about something sleeping in Central, and Bill fooled him. But anyway, so he's going to be doing that, and he's been a big part of our race and history, and I really appreciate him coming on. And then for the second part, his daughter Tekla is going to do it. She'll be the color commentator. So that's really cool. We're looking forward to them. I'm bringing a couple heaters down for them. Dave and Tekla will have some nice propane 70 BTU heaters for you.
It's also another thing with the cold. They have to be inside. Their equipment flat out will not work.
Oh, wow.
But they've got to,
they can work that out, whatever they need
nice
to work out.
Nice and toasty. They will have no issue. They got, I saw they've got a nice window. They've got some nice spaces. Yeah, no, but they'll be able to see the race start, and I'm really, really excited to hear all the things that they say.
Well, that's very cool. All right. Well, good. Something I didn't know.
What I like
among
about,
many things.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
What I like about this is you have the Musher, you have the kennel name, and you have the sponsor. And like Eddie Burke, Off the Rails Racing.
Yep.
You know, what's her name? Let's have some attitude here. You know, Benjamin Good. good Alaska mushing.
Nice.
You know, you hear all the good marijuana now or whatever, good triturations, but good mushing, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Jonah Bacon, Notique Sky Kennel, you know. And then Josie Thayer, There and Back Again Sled Dogs. Just, you know, just. Then Brent Sass. Wild and free mushing.
Well, that's Brent. You're right there, wild and free, baby.
Yeah,
that's him.
Exactly. Oh, then Keaton Lobrick, Stargazer Racing. Oh, then Christy Barrington, Seeing Double Sled Dog Racing.
Well, you know why that is, right?
Tell us.
Christy and her sister are twins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've mushed together for years and years and years, and so they always used to joke about, like, who was that?
Yeah. Which one was your doppelganger there?
Yeah. So.
Oh, man. And then here's one that I really like, though. Sydney Ball, Dream a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you're going to do, chase the star. There it is.
You know what's interesting, too, that we forgot to mention about all these people because we were there last night at the draw, is that we have a education program that's going on in the school district. So a lot of,
yeah.
I think, I don't even remember how many classes have adopted a lot of these mushers. They've been really cool about it, participating and sending videos to the schools, and so that's been really fun. My wife's a third grade teacher, and she has Ashley Franklin, and we got to meet her last night and sign a poster and all that good stuff for the kids and everything. Not many people showed up last night at 35, 40 below, but it was kind of cool to meet them all and see that. So we like that. Another thing about names that if everybody doesn't know, it's really interesting how the mushers name their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they always name a litter based on a theme, you know,
yeah.
Whether it's Clint Eastwood, you know, movies, or, you know, it's really funny how they come up with different names for them because they got to be very creative because they have different dogs.
So many dogs, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun.
You know who's going to come in second?
Go ahead.
Steve Humes.
Because?
Because of his sponsor.
Which is?
Denali Industrial
Supply. Oh, there we go.
And his kennel name is Hardly Working Sled Dogs.
Well, he could work for us. He should come and interview when he comes back. No, I'm just kidding. We got a lot of hard workers.
Exactly. Hardly Working Sled Dogs.
Okay, now Steve is one I'm really excited about. I talked to him during sign-up day.
Great guy.
I talked to him during sign-up day. He raced. He was one of the ones with our 80, right? 80.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Our goal is to allow people to kind of ease into it a little bit more, right? He raced our 80 last year and signed up for a 300 this year. Like, that's exactly what we want our 84. And I'm so excited to watch him race. So that'll be fun. I'm rooting for him.
You know, I don't I don't endorse physical pain. But Jason Mackey, what's in a name? Mackey's Top Notch Racing Kennel. And he's got the best sponsor, Cold Spot for Healthy Pets. He's got Cold Spot Feeds as a sponsor.
Well, Jason is somebody I am remiss in mentioning far as the competitive in this race. Legendary family, legendary kennels with that family. And so it's very exciting to have him part of the race with the history of the Mackey family and
exactly.
The Yukon Quest. So it's really cool.
And the history that you have in here, you have a Mackey, Boozer, Humes. I mean, just looking at the names of the people in here, Sass, Burke. You know, when I asked you who's going to win it, and you started like there's 6 to 7 teams that could do it, and then by the end of it, there's like 10 teams that have legitimate shot at this.
It's, mm-hmm. It's going to be very exciting to see what happens. You know, our race always is so, and obviously we talked about it, weather-related. And the summits are so important, Rosebud and Eagle Summit, and how you're going through there, what time you're going through there, where you've taken your rests. Because Eagle Summit can be different an hour later. It's just like playing golf in the morning and in the afternoon. You can have 80-mile-an-hour winds or no winds. So it'll be very interesting to see how the summits are done. And then after you clear those two summits and come into Central, now we're talking about an endurance section, you know, where it's just going to be the speed of their teams on average, you know, over a long period of time. So it's going to be really fun to watch.
And also, if you look at the bib sponsors for these mushers, great sponsors. You know, I'm going to be really going for Josie Thayer. Her bib sponsor is the Mecca Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one there.
And then Jonah Bacon. He's got good. He's got Bob Ely and good cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bob Ely sponsoring a bib.
Yep.
That's Bob.
Bob, long time person in the Quest.
Yeah. You know, so it's just you have such great Fairbanks participation in this.
Absolutely.
You really do.
I got a lot of community support. Much appreciated and very Fairbanks of them for everybody to just band behind such a cold, hard.
We're almost done, but I got to say, if you don't get down there tomorrow, you won't be able to say 20 years from now, I was there. So make sure you're down
there. If I don't get there tomorrow, you guys are going to be hell for life. That's right, Lisa.
True.
Yeah.
I know your parents. They know where I live.
fair.
Yeah, and where they are right now? They're in Arizona.
Hey, you know what my mom texted me this morning? We said, hey, it's 45 below. There's really bad ice fog, all the things. She said, oh, I'm talking to some people. They're pretty mad about 0.6 inch of rain. The greens are a little wet down here. They're in Arizona. I'm like, oh, yeah. Shut up.
You know, I was going down to the Morris Thompson Center this morning, and I go, cool. We have ice fog. This is great. It's minus 45. I feel like old Fairbanks, you know?
Yeah, here's my advice, Fairbanks. Turn on your lights today.
Yeah, please.
Holy crap, I got a couple people come out of nowhere behind me and no brake lights in front of me and, you know, or no...
Yeah.
Turn on your lights.
Yeah.
It's called ice fog.
Ice fog.
You know, and back in the day, we used to have those fog lights. Those might even make a return.
Yeah, maybe.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's your day, man.
Tomorrow's my day. I'm excited. Not just my day. No, we got so many volunteers and people, and I'm just
Lisa,
so excited to see them all work.
Tomorrow's your day.
I'm excited.
Mark, you guys are doing great. You've had all the adjustments you've had to make along the way, and, you know, I don't see any, you know, mental breakdowns or need to go to the fourth floor of the hospital with you.
Well, that's why they sent us, because we can fake it the best.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here, not someone else.
We're doing good.
It's been a challenge. It's been rewarding. And I just can't reiterate how much I appreciate our crew we put together this year that's doing this race. I sent these guys a text a couple weeks ago, said, hey, it was our job to make sure you got the money to do the race and the personnel to do it. And we've hired the right people, make the decisions, enjoy yourself. So it was really cool to have this crew do this race this year. And the challenges that have come up just in the last 7 days has been almost overwhelming to most people, but they've been up to it, so it's cool.
You know who else I also like? Ron Boozer. You want to know why?
Why?
Ron.
His sponsor, Alaska Brewing Company.
They've been a big one.
My goodness.
I had a few white beers last night.
I like their Pilsner.
Yeah, I like the white.
They make something for everyone.
Well, and John, if you don't know, John Blakely, he's
Jody's
husband, and they've been combination, just such a fantastic supporter from both of them for this race, so it's really cool that they're part of it, and just a great couple.
You think they're having a little discussion about who's going to win? You know, what sponsor's going to win this one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Knowing Jody,
I haven't talked to her in a couple of days. They might be in Arizona. Who knows, right? But if they're in town, I'm sure they'll be down there. So that'd be cool.
We have a minute left. Lisa, how do you want to end it?
Just the same way. I'm reminding you guys, 11 a.m., Morris Thompson Center. It's going to be cold, but bundle up, and we'll see you there. And, we're just
excited. Place to warm up.
There's a place to warm up. Come out. Come see you start. Like Mark's been saying the whole time, like, do it now, and in 20 years, you'll be able to say that 40 below start in 2024. I was there.
Actually, what I want to end up here is thanking your organization for 40 years of dedication, and you're still here. You're all integral chinks in this log, and you're still here. You're still doing it.
So here's my fun thing saying that is that I've said this on the board for years, is that no matter when you were involved in the Quest in the last 40 years, no matter how you left or you're still involved or you're not involved or it was good or it was bad or it was indifferent, everybody still believes in the Quest.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's so cool.
Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. Stay warm. Be down there tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and I will see you there.
Stay tuned. Fox News.